And now, in colour, Tim Burns, Tim DeYoung, Michael Rutger, and William Van Dyke. Welcome to a very special show, because this week we're devoting the entire programme to a giant fundraising charity event, the And Now in Colour-thon. Mike.
Yes, we've got all sorts of great sponsored events lined up to raise money. Firthy.
That's right. First off, William is doing a sponsored eat-in at his favourite Chinese restaurant. Tim has been doing a sponsored kickabout on his back lawn. Mike's doing a sponsored sit-down with a fag and some good videos. And I'm doing a sponsored eat-a-house brick, lick the road clean, see how many pins I can put in my face, scrape my nails down a black... Who made this list? Well, let's see what Tim's getting up to.
And as we speak, this is Tim DeYoung here in Piccadilly Circus, getting ready for a game of Celebrity Blind Man's Buff. Blindfold's going on now, and right, now they're going to turn me round three times, and I've got 30 minutes to find Nicholas Witchell.
Catch up with that one later. Meanwhile, other events going on. My mum, I'm pleased to say, in her bookshop in Egham, has promised to donate £5 to the Colourthon for every single person who goes into the shop. And says, here, take this £10 note, and I hereby surrender any right I may have had to get it back.
Hold on, can I just ask who signed me up for a sponsored soil eat?
There'll be the usual troop of celebrities in the studio, kicking off with a very special guest. Ladies and gentlemen, will you please welcome the star of the Indiana Jones films and witness, it's Harrison Ford! Harry, thanks for coming to the Colourthon, all the way from California just to help us. That's absolutely marvellous. You're doing a sponsored silence, is that right? Well, that is fantastic. And I hope you'll be up for a seat in the Gunge Bucket quiz a little bit later. He will, ladies and gentlemen, Harrison Ford.
Oh, excuse me, a sponsored drink my own bath water.
So let's kick off by going back to Piccadilly Circus to see how Tim's getting on with his sponsored Blind Man's Buff.
Hi, well, as you know, the BBC has pledged £10,000 if I can pull this off, and I've touched...
Oi!
Sorry. I've touched about...
Get your hands off!
Pardon me. I've touched around 350 people so far, and I have to say that none of them have been Nicholas Witchell. But I'm not giving up yet. I think I'll try over in this direction. Oh, there don't seem to be many people over here.
Right, we'll catch up with Tim later.
This week's Book at Bedtime is the Thomas Hardy novel, Tess of the D'Urbervilles. And tonight's reader is the chairman of Sotheby's Auctioneers.
On an evening, in the latter part of May, a middle-aged man, was walking homeward, to the village, in the adjoining vale of Blackmore.
Junior Crime Busters.
Hello. In Junior Crime Busters today, have you seen Hannah Carpenter's missing maths book? Do you know who threw Graham's PE kit down the bog? And can you help with an incident that took place at St. Mary's Primary School on the 2nd of October? Does this Crime Busters reconstruction jog your memory?
We all know how much half a cake is, but if you take a cake and cut it into four equal pieces... You get... Who threw that? Come on, I want the person who threw that to own up right now.
So, if you think you can help, ring us now. Last week, we had a call from someone which led to the recovery of the fish from an Ipswich headmaster's pond. This week, we want you to identify this voice caught on tape during Mr. Taylor's French lesson in Basildon.
Monsieur Bertillon... On a river...
Taylor wears a wig!
Who said that?
Who said that?
So, If you know something, get in touch. Junior Crime Busters. Remember, help us and we'll give you a sweetie.
And now in colour, Cockney rhyming slang for dyslexics.
Apples and pears. Spoon.
Well, back here at the Colourphone HQ, the phones are really buzzing. Bertie, how have you been getting on?
Oh, just great, Will. I tell you, my phone hasn't stopped ringing.
Terrific. Any chance of you picking it up?
Okay.
Well, I've had a call from Judith Wilkinson in Kent, who's pledged £780 on our Access card.
That is great news.
Yes, and there's also been a call from Access who said we refuse to authorise this. So it's been a sort of win-some-lose-some over here, really.
Okay, well, Tim's out and about. Tim, where are you now?
Well, I'm here in the wonderful surroundings of St John's Hospital in Hammersmith with loads of wonderful people. Give them a cheer, folks.
Great, Tim. And how much money have you collected?
Oh, nothing. I'm actually in St John's Hospital. I've got concussion.
Oh, God.
Apparently, I was hit by a sprinter train, but the impact was lessened because of my Aaron sweater.
Stop press. One call's just come in, and Mr. Partridge in Stroud, he's pledged to give us £5 for every time Magnussen comes into his hairdressing salon this afternoon.
And I've got Terry, a policeman in Cardiff, who said he'll give us £5 if we tell his fiancée, Karen, in Basingstoke, that he loves her. But he won't be able to get across to her tonight because he's on an undercover drugs operation at Queen Mary's Docks. Dock 17, in fact, in Silver Cloud 2.
Oh, right, okay.
Apparently, the tall, fair-haired one calling himself Peter is the undercover cop who's going to hand the others in.
Right. Well, we're taking faxes as before. Special fax this. One just come in from a Mr. Roger Hardcastle in Epsom. Your lady friend Sylvia has pledged £20 for us to announce here tonight that it won't be long before you hear the patter of tiny feet. And what's your wife going to say about that, you male scum? But, well, let's roll the board anyway and see the current total of how much we've raised. Yes! A-J-R-F-P. Firstly, you seem to have got us a scoreboard that comes up with letters rather than numbers.
Yeah, it was the only one they had left. Marvellous. It was either letters or fruit.
Well, let's just just hope we can reach our target of QSBFM.
Well, there's a bona fide donation here. Mr. Smith of Heston has pledged £20.
Right, that must put us at least two W's. Lay off, all right?
There are a couple of conditions attached, though. He says it's not got to be spent on kids, because two kids nicked his bus pass, and not on animals, because he was once bitten by a duck near Woburn Abbey. And no tramps or people who wear smelly anoraks.
Yes, all right.
Or single mothers or drug addicts or Romanian orphans.
Yes, look, what can we spend it on?
Fish.
Fish? Fish don't need help.
No, fresh fish. He wants us to get some and take it round to his house.
Right, so it's less a donation, more...
A shopping list, actually, yes.
And now, in colour, the wilderness.
Get thee behind me, Satan. I will never succumb to your temptations, neither idolatry, nor false icons, nor shallow prophecy.
I see. Fancy a fruit pastel? It's a black one.
No.
Suit yourself. Oh, dearie me, that wall clock I ordered from Reader's Digest turned up yesterday, and I just don't know what to do with all this plastic poppy wrapping material.
You will not tempt me, Satan.
You're pretty good at this, I have to hand it to you. Perhaps I'd better just have a sit down and have a think over a mug of coffee. Oh, dear. It seems the foil seal across the top of the jar is still intact.
Oh, hold heavy, Bertie.
Yes.
Please.
see. Well, we've got some Marlboro cigarettes here. They're in new packaging, so I guess you've come across them recently.
Yeah, very recently, that's correct. Only the other day.
Right. I suspect these have come from that shipment in Hull. And I'd say that if you could hang on to them for a few weeks, they should be worth £400-£500 a crate.
Oh, that's fantastic.
That was Stolen Goods Roadshow.
Five most embarrassing things in my life will happen when I was 14. 14 is the age where God puts his feet up and has a laugh at you and gets his mates round to watch. My first girlfriend's house, I went round for a meal and I said, oh, Mrs. Jones, Mrs. Jones, Mrs. Jones, let me put that meal on the serving hatch for you. And I did. And I shut that serving hatch and propelled her casserole like Thunderbird 3 onto the floor. I hung round the tube shop with my slightly hard mates, eating chips out of the paper, being hard. Then I moved my steak pie to see that in our newspaper, my mum had entered my photograph for the Warrington Guardian Young Citizen of the Year. I'm 14 in the worst of times. If April is the cruelest month, then at 14 I had 12 Aprils on the run. School sports day, they put me into the sprints and I ran and I ran and I crossed that 100 metres line first and I jumped in the air and I shouted yes, then watched them all run past me. Was it 200 metres? One night after football, I went back to my friend's house and I was dying for the toilet and I rushed upstairs and I stood there and I said, phew. And then I turned to see my friend's mother was having a bath. Friday club disco, I actually got a girl to dance. So I went to the gent to comb my hair and I blinked. My contact lenses fell out, and I spent the evening on my knees with my arm. Oh, it's just incredibly unpleasant. And 14 is the worst of times. It's the time that we've all been through, but no one went through it quite as bad as you. And 14 is the age where I became the first person ever in England to write a fan letter to Rod Hull. But the worst of all, on New Year's Eve, I tried to show my mates this trick my uncle had taught me, where you set fire to your brandy and you drink it, flames and all. And it looked pretty flash. But in my pub, they serve brandy in glasses the size of vases. And I lit it, and 4-inch flames started licking up the sides. But I couldn't go back now. Oh, I've gone too far now. And I swigged it back. And when I poured down the glass, it was still on fire. And so was my face. And I spent my 14th Christmas without any eyebrows and a lip the size of a Cumberland sausage. And 14 is the worst of times. When your whole life flashes in front of you, then 14 is the time when you sit there going, oh my God, I didn't do that, did I? And you stand up and you close your eyes and you pray to God, please, please don't let me be 14 for the rest of my life.
And now, in colour,
International Bridge.
East, then, and despite his long hearts, he's led a spade. What will South do? He's got diamonds to the Queen, but so far he has shown himself to be one of the less experienced players in the tournament.
Snap!
Yes. I rather feared he'd do that.
So, back here at the Colourthon, it's celebrity auction time. And we're all auctioning off something that is very dear to us to raise money.
Are we?
Yes.
I didn't know about that.
Starting with Mike. Mike Rutger's entire collection of Stephen King novels.
What?
£20 and my bid.
Wait, hold on. Give them back. I'm not auctioning those.
Ah, come on. Don't be such a cheapskate. They're only books.
They are not. They're a Bible, a temple to the great genre of horror writing.
The great genre of horror. Ladies and gentlemen, the new novel by Stephen King, Once Upon a Boo.
It is not like that.
Boo, boo.
Horror writing is not a question of boo. It's far more subtle than that.
Sorry, yes. Once Upon a B-double-O.
Marvellous. £75 for the entire collection. Thank you.
Oh, God.
Now, what am I bid for Firthy's collection of Leeds United programmes?
You don't dare touch them. You leave them exactly there.
Well, this is really extraordinary. Tim de Jong for the Colourthon here. I'm standing 200 feet up, right in the middle of the top stanchion of Tower Bridge. I'm wrapped in kitchen roll, and I'm running around in small circles making a kind of loy-loy noise. Why am I doing this, you ask? Well, apparently I reacted rather badly to the sedative they gave me in Hammersmith Hospital. So can someone get me down, please? Help!
Right, that's £5 for the entire set of 700 programmes. And how about I throw in this handkerchief signed by Billy Bremner, which is rather pathetically kept.
Where did you get that from? That was at the bottom of my T-shirt drawer.
All Firthy's T-shirts. £4.50, MIB. And finally, Firthy's home.
What?
A small terraced house with two bedrooms. 30,000. 35,000. Small garden and fitted kitchen. 37,000. 41,000. Very convenient for Warrington. £2.70. £2. Trev, pass us a coffee, will you?
Yeah.
Don't put it on the keyboard.
Sorry.
Oh, I don't know. It sounds right, actually. Put it back.
Tell you what. Try putting the cat on it.
That's
come on, Tiddles. Walk down here. Walk down here. That's it.
That's it. Go the other way.
Okay, come on. That's it. Tell you what. Try it with your nose.
Oh, right.
That was brilliant. Go on. How many more of these Trials of Life soundtracks have we got to do?
And now in colour, the Minister of Transport visits the Channel Tunnel at Dover.
Good. So, how's it all coming along?
It's going splendidly, sir.
Good.
We've managed to dispose of most of the soil without arousing suspicion.
Right.
Now, the tunnel supports are all made out of wood from our bunks.
What? Not concrete?
Ah, well, actually, sir, we have managed to swap chocolate for concrete where it was absolutely necessary.
You are building the Channel Tunnel, aren't you? I mean, where is it?
Ah, the entrance, sir. That's the clever bit. It's under the cooker.
What?
Under the cooker in the corner, sir. Look. This is Ginger, sir. He's in charge of the ventilation system.
Oh, hi, sir. You'll be loving the tunnel, sir.
It's a bit dark and small, isn't it? I mean, how are they going to get the trains down here?
Ah, well, sir, we thought we could transfer the passengers onto these wooden boards and then pull them with this bit of rope at intervals.
I see. Well, I suppose it's all going jolly well. Keep it up. I just hope the French aren't under the impression our side is going to be rather bigger than this.
And now the news. Passengers on the first train service through the Channel Tunnel sped from Paris to the British side of the tunnel in under 40 minutes. There they were given false documents, maps, a change of clothing, and sent along at 10-minute intervals with instructions to make their own way to London. Well, back at the Colourthon, the money is rolling in. Tim's gone out in the field with the Colourthon Hit Squad. Tim, where are you?
Well, here I am, Will, backstage at the Theatre Royal in Leatherhead. Now, on stage in front of me is Jimmy Tarbuck in Cabaret, and in a minute, he's going to be doing his finale. Now, he's expecting Chaz and Dave to come on and sing New York, New York with him. What he isn't expecting is me to come on instead and gore him on a 6-foot pike tipped with paraquat weed killer.
Sorry?
Mr. Carter of Reading has paid £50 to see what he calls, quote,
the look on Tarbuck's obnoxious little face when he confronts the cold head of
Tim, death. Listen, I don't think we can do that kind of stunt.
Okay, now, over in this corner of the studio, it's time for our celebrity gunstang. Okay, firstly, in that small room to our left, we've got Lloyd Grossman, strapped to an armchair, covered in red paint, blindfolded and gagged. Okay, anyway, back to the game. And the game is Celebrity, It's a Knockout. The idea is we have Simon Rattle, leader of the Birmingham Symphony Orchestra, and Bernard Levin, both dressed as chickens. Now, they've got to run up this greasy slope whilst novelist Anita Bruckner and Sir William Rees-Mogg, dressed up as huge floppy carrots, try to catch them whilst bouncing up and down on huge elastic ropes.
You've seriously got all those people to do it?
No. It's a wonderful idea, though, isn't it?
Finally, another pledge just coming through. It seems that 18 million people have pledged £200 each to see Jimmy Tarbuck gored with parasol. So, let's roll the numbers and see. We have raised three cherries, an apple and a plum.
Oh, it's got fruit on it as well. Fancy that.
And now in colour, a look ahead at the Theatre for Children. Coming up soon, Anton Chekhov's Uncle Vanya, performed by Sooty and Sweet.
Oh, what's that, Sooty? You're a doctor called Ostrov and you're waiting for Ivan Petrovich Buntinsky to wake up. Oh, hello, Sweet. You're Ivan, are you? Oh, that's exciting.
Edward Bonds, The Sea, performed by Rolf Harris.
Hello. There we go. Just put that little bit on there. Can you see who it is yet? Actually, it's Ian Holmes, Mr. Hitch.
And finally, Henrik Ibsen's The Wild Duck, performed by the Clangers.
Father.
Can I have a return to Hereford, please?
Yes, would you like a green saver return, sir? That's the new environmentally sound ticket.
Oh, yes, please.
Right, that's £22.75. Oh, and your train is cancelled.
And now, in colour, a special event. There are 10 words which have never been used in love songs. Until now.
Some say love is like an ocean. Some say love is like a field of waving corn. But I say love is like a bridge made by dentists in the first light of the dawn. Still you look at me and wonder why I'm standing with this yogurty look in my face as you tell me you don't want to see my face again. See my hovercraft round your place again. And my Skoda in your driveway, full of Remington fuzzaways, fondues, paper whisks, top trumps, Aaron sweaters, bicycle clips, and Pipco curling tongs. Thank you.
Okay, so with the colophon swinging along, it's time to take a look at the charities benefiting from our appeal.
Yeah, well, we'll fit that in a bit later. Now, it's time for our audience to embarrass the presenters. Now, there's been a lot of requests. Kerry Naylor of Clapham will pay £5 for each of us to tell our middle names. Okay, off we go. Mike.
It's Marshall. Mike Marshall Rusker.
Okay, good. Will?
George.
And Tim?
Yeah, well, mine is Scott. Tim Scott DeYoung.
And Firthy.
Great, sir, that's £20. Now, we've got a call from Teddy
Hang on. Come on, what's your middle name?
There isn't one.
Oh, come on, we all did it.
They do have middle names in the North, do they? Aren't you supposed to be named after one of your Uncle Ebenezer's whippets or something?
Yeah. If we're all named after where we came from, you'd be Mike Four, Micah Filigree.
No, come on. I'm not going to let you get sidetracked in the North-South bickering. What's your middle name?
My name is Timothy. Oops, damn, he's fallen in the font, sort of slipped. Shall I call a doctor? No, I think it will be illegal to hold his head down, Mrs. Firth, all right?
God,
it was a terrible accident, all right? I think that's worth £200.
Right, anyway, now it's time for the Impro Charity event. You've donated money for Will and Mike to improvise a sketch, including anything you want.
And the first one is from a Mr. Tom Piper of Hammersmith, who's given you four Welsh towns.
Oh, right.
Yeah. OK. It's Pethelly, Aberavon, Aberstock, and Carnarvon. Oh,
right. So, Will and Mike, an improvised sketch based on those towns, starting now.
Right. This bus stops at Pethelly, Aberavon, and Aberstock.
Thank you very much, Mr. Carnarvon.
And now, in colour, Poetry Corner. And a piece by Robert Blackburn, who, although some may disagree, to my mind shows influences from the stream of consciousness school of poetry.
Of heroes and lovers young, I wondered as a leaf dived, dying past my window. And saddened, downward I gazed, and, oh, I thought I'd lost that. Time and... No, that's not right. Where did I put that rubber? Time without tide would... Hello, I didn't think those two knew each other. Nature shows its own that I must clean these binoculars. Oh, you can see... Ha! Doorbell, interrupter of the senses. Hello, officer, purveyor of shiny blue uniform. I was only looking, you know. Car, cells, courtrooms. These facets of our modern... 6 months! If she closed the curtains, there wouldn't be a problem. Clunk. So this is it, the end of our great and now in colourthon, the Radio Charity fundraising marathon.
Yes, a last-minute donation, pub in Knutsford, Cheshire, where the landlord has shaved the hair of anyone coming into his pub. And he raised £10 before being beaten up.
OK, right now, the big moment, what it's all been about. Let's roll the numbers. We have raised... two apples, Q, L, and the knave of clubs.
I didn't know those were on there.
Which works out as a £3,507.
Oh, that's fantastic. And William, the charities who will benefit
are indeed they are, Mike. And so that's
oi,
about it.
Oi. Are what? What are they?
They are in this envelope, which is great. So once again, our heartfelt thanks to everybody.
Give that to me. People want to see where their money's going. Ladies and gentlemen, £3,507 will be going to help the poor and underprivileged in William's Kitchen Extension.
What? Well, it's a clearinghouse. The money kind of goes through there and then to Namibia.
Kitchen Extension.
Well, invested in a kitchen extension.
Dishwasher, antique taps.
Found him!
Oh,
Nicholas Witchell. He's there, third row back.
And it's within 30 minutes?
Yeah, that's a £10,000 pledge from the BBC. That's fantastic.
Brilliant. So what happens now?
Well, I'll get my patio done as well.
And Now in Colour was written and performed by Tim Firth, Tim DeYoung, Michael Rutger and William Van Dyke. The producer was Lissa Evans.